It wasn't that long ago that across the country, statistically, firearm-related injuries became the leading cause of injury deaths for children and teens ages 1 to 19. Now, I want to preface, this is not a segment about gun rights. This is not a segment about should people have the right to bear arms, should people have guns at home, should they not? That's not what we're talking about. There is bipartisan support, not just legislatively, but also, I would say, whether you are pro-gun or against, the importance of safe storage. I have plenty of friends who are law-abiding citizens who love having guns in their homes. I'm fine with it as well. But the reason I'm fine with it is because they also have safe storage in their homes. In fact, my very best friend, I'm the godmother to his two children. They have multiple guns in their homes, but in their home, but all of them are safely stored and locked away. And so that's what we're talking about today. And Connecticut State Police has an initiative that they're rolling out. It's called Safe Storage Initiative CT. And joining us now is Sergeant Luke Davis to talk more about this. Sergeant Davis, always appreciate your time. Talk about the importance of this and why Connecticut State Police wanted to invest in safe storage.
Well, good morning, Melissa. Thank you for having me. So this is a very important topic because we continue to see situations of tragic circumstances and absolute avoidable circumstances across the state. Personally speaking, my own career, I have seen many tragic circumstances of children, mainly teenagers, who are getting a hold of a firearm that was not locked up at home and using that firearm to take their own lives or attempt to take their own lives. Furthermore, a lot of circumstances of law-abiding citizens with valid permits to carry a firearm, leaving a firearm in their vehicle, not secured, not locked up, they become a victim of crime. And then on top of that, they're being held criminally liable for failure to keep that firearm secured by state law.
And look, we've seen it here in Connecticut and across the country, Sergeant Davis, as well, these unfortunate events where a child gets their hand on a gun and discharges it accidentally. I mean, certainly suicide's a big thing, but even just kids getting their hands on these weapons and not realizing how easy it is to set them off. It happens here and it happens in other states as well across the U.S. And so, again, I argue that this is not about pro or anti-gun ownership. This is about, regardless of where you fall on the spectrum, safe storage should just be a non-negotiable. I mean, I don't know if you agree. Sounds like you
do. No, I agree. Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%, Melissa, and you are absolutely right. So latest statistics available from the CDC that show the numbers for Connecticut, a large factor of those firearm-related deaths are homicides, but the number of suicides actually outweigh that. And then the balance of those numbers are those accidental circumstances. So those accidental circumstances where you have somebody who is not an authorized person getting a hold of a firearm and injuring themselves or even killing themselves by mistake because they are curious. They're curious about the weapon and not being familiar with its safety. That's why they need to be locked up. So it's preventing those unfortunate tragedies from occurring. So what ended up coming to pass was about May last year, I actually had this opportunity presented to me through this grant program through the state. So the Burn State Crisis Intervention Program is where the funding comes from, ultimately from U.S. Department of Justice. And I had that thought because of everything that I have experienced in my career thus far. Mm. We do a lot of proactive measures in terms of ensuring that the public who are getting permits and want to have firearms in their house are doing things safely. But is there more that we can do? And I think the answer to that question is yes, there certainly is. Knowledge is power. So when we are employing that knowledge and providing the tools for the job, now we are increasing that ability to educate and also raise that awareness of why it is so important to lock up firearms at home.
So we are talking about the Safe Storage Initiative Connecticut program being rolled out by Connecticut State Police. Sergeant Davis is here talking about it. So the funds that you secured, Sergeant Davis, what is that going towards?
Largely, the funds through this grant program have been used to purchase 1,500 handgun safes.
Wow. So who gets and those? How does that work?
Yeah, certainly. So when we roll this out on July 1, anybody who is getting a new permit issued to them for the first time is going to be eligible. So we are going to be doing it from headquarters in Middletown, which is the main location for permit issuance in the state. So anybody coming in July 1 and after, while supplies last, are going to be eligible to take a free safe home with them. And not only that, I mean, we can't give you something without a manual, right? I mean, you get a new car, you get an owner's manual. And even so, for the same thing, a firearm, you get a new firearm, you have an owner's manual that you should be reading. So we have informational brochures that have pertinent safe storage suggestions, as well as applicable state statute regarding the safe storage of a firearm. So that doesn't just go for safe storage at home. It also goes for safe storage in a vehicle as well.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I mean, is that the unload it, lock it, store it?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's such an easy, you know, six words to remember, certainly, and to live by. And again, it's if anything, it's encouraging that if you are somebody who is pro-gun, that you're doing it safely. I mean, it was just last year we had the situation in Monroe where a two-year-old was, you know, got their hands on a firearm that was, you know, just available to them essentially in the home because it wasn't stored properly. We hear about this far too often. And like you said, Sergeant Davis, you know, when you also focus on the suicides that happen as well, the numbers are there, and clearly just being able to have more control over where your gun is and just that it's safely stored. It's not saying you shouldn't have them. It's just saying you've got to make sure little hands don't get their hands on it. You know, anything we could do to prevent those types of tragedies, we should do. The Safe Storage Initiative, CT. So that is going to be rolling out, you know, offering these one of these 1,500 storage boxes, essentially. That's going to happen, you said, July 1st. If people want more information, Sergeant Davis, where do they go, especially for the resources that are available? You have like a PDF that can be available to people.
So the brochures themselves are actually going to be made available to the general public. So I've already taken the steps to ensure that they get sent out to all 11 troops statewide. So albeit the fact that I was kind of limited in how we rolled out this grant and I was restricted to only allowing new permit owners to take advantage of the program, but the brochures are available to anybody that want them. So all 11 troops across the state are going to have these brochures available in their lobbies come July 1. We will also have them available upon request for any other person that may come into headquarters that's interested in getting one. So the information is going to be out there and accessible to the public.
Okay. And I also am going to link the CSP News website to ours, voiceofct.com, because on there they have a downloadable PDF as well and just more on this program that's going to be rolling out July 1st. Sergeant Davis, I want to thank you for securing this grant and focusing on this across the state. And we appreciate getting the details here on WICC. Thank you so much.